What up, everybody? It's your girl, Nasima. And back in November 2017, I did something kind of wild. I paid off a whopping $955,533.84 in debt. Yes, you heard that right. Nearly $1 million gone. How did I pull off that financial magic trick? Well, one of the biggest game changers for me was diving headfirst into the world of podcasts. I soaked up every bit of knowledge from folks sharing their money journeys, and it sparks a real change in how I handle my own. So now I'm flipping the script, and I'm here to share my stories with you every Tuesday. We're going to get real about it all, the wins, the oops moments, and those golden lessons learned along the way. Whether it's about scraping pennies or making big money moves, I've seen it all. So tune in, take notes, and let's get our financial freedom on. Y'all ready? Let's do this. Happy Tuesday, you guys. Filming some UGC content with Naima for Go Henry. So I look a little put together today. If you guys want to hop over on YouTube and see what I'm looking like, I actually look like something. Anyway, I wanted to talk about home ownership, and LendingTree put out this interesting article in January this year called The Home Ownership Gender Gap. Single women own more homes than single men. Women typically lag behind men in pay. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, women's median weekly earnings are only 83% of men. Yes, still today, there is still a gender pay gap. Yes. Surprise, surprise. While research generally indicates women are less well off financially than men, one key area in which women are likely to fare better than men is home ownership. So a LendingTree analysis of the latest U.S. Census Bureau data finds that single women who live by themselves are more likely than single men who live by themselves to own a home in 47 of the 50 states. Some of their key findings were that across the U.S., single women own 2.71 million more homes than men. The home ownership gender gap has increased slightly since 2001. Delaware, with the highest share of homes owned by single women, has the largest home ownership gap. I don't know anybody that lives in Delaware. After Delaware, Louisiana and Mississippi have the highest single women home ownership rates. The home ownership rates are highest among single men in New Mexico, North Dakota, and Alaska. I understand Alaska. Those other places, not sure. Alaska, North Dakota, and South Dakota are the only states where single men own a higher share of homes than single women. So the top 10 states with the largest share of single women homeowners are Delaware, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, New Mexico, South Carolina, West Virginia, Maryland, and Illinois. The states with the largest single men home ownerships are New Mexico, North Dakota, Alaska, South Dakota, Wyoming, West Virginia, Montana, Michigan, Iowa, and Ohio. And then the states with the widest gaps are Delaware, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Louisiana, North Carolina, Florida, Alabama, New York, and Virginia. Now, I think this is interesting, and we actually talked about it on my live YouTube show called That's What She Said. And we talked about this, and then there was some guy on TikTok that took a clip from that video and said that it was no shade, but he was saying that he thinks that the reason why single women own more homes than men is that they got them in divorce. And I thought that was a very interesting statistic, because typically in divorces, like, a man doesn't just give up the home. In most states, the assets need to be divided. It's a very contentious process. And usually the woman just doesn't get the home, even if they do have kids together. So I'm wondering where that came from. And then I want to share like my home buying journey, and I'm going to count through it through this podcast. But I have owned most of my houses and all of them as a single woman. I bought them by myself, even if I was with a partner. And so I think it's interesting. And I find that just through my experience, subjectively speaking, I have owned more homes than most men that I know have dated or socialized with. And I owned a home earlier than most men. And like I said, I bought them all when I was single. So thought it was hella interesting about the fact that men jump to the fact that single women get these houses from divorces. And typically when they're classifying single women in these stories, just to put this out there in these articles like that, it's usually going to be single, like non-married. Like if this is not a divorced woman. So I wonder where that kind of sentiment comes from. But my home ownership journey started when I was in graduate school. I bought my first house in 2004. It was a condo in Inglewood. I was 21 years old. And by the time I was 25 years old, I owned 5 houses total. And the way that that happened was I've always done hair like my whole life since I was 5. I was raised by a single dad. He didn't know how to do hair. So I had to learn how to do hair early. Was doing hair all through high school, how I bought my first car. And in college, I worked at a hair shop. The hair shop that I worked at, the next door to it, the owners of it had a real estate business. So I was always surrounded by real estate. So they helped me get my first condo. And then after that, I bought a duplex. And then my good friend, Patrice Washington, she was Patrice Cunningham at that time, the money maven. You might know her. We went to school together, but she had a real estate company when I was in graduate school. And through them, I bought a single family house in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And then I bought 2 like townhouses in North Carolina. So that put my total up to 5 houses by the time I was 25. When I bought those houses, the housing market did a crazy thing. My mortgages was upside down. Tenants weren't paying me. And so it caused me to have 2 foreclosures and 2 short sales, but I still held on to my first primary residence, which was my Inglewood condo that I bought. And I kept that one all the way until right before my oldest daughter's first birthday. So all the way until 2015, I bought that one in 2004. So over 11 years. And then after I had all of those housing things on my credit, it took me a long time to buy a house. So I had 5 houses by the time I was 25. And then when I was pregnant with my oldest daughter, Naima, my credit was good again. I had bounced back. And then I bought my first house in the city that I live in now. So that brought my house up to 6 houses. Lived there for 3 years. Went through my marriage and divorce there. Sold that house. Rented for a little while. And then with my new partner, we decided to move to Reno. So we bought what's called a duet there. Only 1 shared wall. So that brought my housing total up to 7 houses that I owned. And I, even though we were partnered, we weren't married. So I bought that house in mine under my name. So as a single woman, I bought that house. So that was 7 houses I bought. And then we sold that one, moved back to the Bay. And then this is the last house that I bought. So I am up to being a homeowner of 8 houses as a single woman. I also bought this house as a single woman, even though I was still with my partner at that time. That time it was strategic because the plan was for me to buy this one and then he would buy the next one. And so that we can both benefit from first time home buyers. But anyway, that didn't work out. But I think it's very interesting. I think this article is very interesting. I will put the link to the article in the show notes for you to check it out. I want to hear what your opinion is. Why do you think single women, even though we have a drastically lower pay overall, there's still a gender pay gap, we are far exceeding men in? Drop it in the comments. Let me know. I think it's very interesting. But yes, I thought this was a great time for you to hear about all the times I have brought a home as a single person and to give you some perspective on where I was at during that time. Looking forward to hear what you think about this article and what you think about my home ownership journey. See you guys on Thursday. I created a solution to solve the problem that I was having with my wardrobe that I know my friends have been telling me that they are struggling with, not being able to fit most of the stuff in your closet right now. If you're like me, you have clothes in your closet that you probably have for years that you keep around because of how much you pay for it, or they're still cute. But at the end of the day, you're hoping that you can still like fit back in it. It ain't working, sis. And so I have fluctuated about 30 pounds just over the last year. Obviously, I was pregnant. Now I'm not pregnant, but still like trying to lose that weight. So not trying to commit to buying new clothes that I'm going to probably not fit into next month. So I created a way to keep me and you looking fly without putting a major dent in your pocket. And the best part about it is you can try it for free for a month. And after the first month, it is $50 a month for unlimited clothing plus free shipping. It's called Intentional Style Suite. And you can get all your favorite styles in your virtual closet and get two at a time, and you wear it as much as you want and switch out as much as you want. You send the items back whenever you're ready. You just click that you're ready to send it back, and you get items sent to you right away, even before you ship, put it in the mail. So you get free exchanges, free shipping, free dry cleaning, and the best part about it is there's no commitment. Cancel anytime. Head over to intentionalstylesuite.com and let me know what you think.
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. Bye-bye.